Hello. Look at your beard.
Yeah.
You look weird.
Well, I look like an urban hipster, which I really shouldn't because I'm a bland Rockdale identity. Okay, it's going to come off. It's going to come off.
How long has it been since you shaved?
A few days before I went into the hospital. So.
Okay.
I do grow quite a virile beard, don't I?
Yeah, it's awful.
I know. This is a lung exerciser. It consists of three tubes. I'm going to inhale and get all three balls to the top and have them remain there for a few seconds, which is the object.
One, two, three. That's actually really good.
I don't really have anything to say except a lot of crude jokes about stoma bags. This is my first day out without a keeper. The large intestine is the part of the bowel that takes water out and sends it through the body. That doesn't work anymore, so I've got to drink a lot of water to stop from dehydrating.
Where did you get that ashtray?
It was in the garden, buried. It may have been a planter. Somebody may have buried it in the garden as a macabre joke so that a person coming across it would think that it was an actual skull. It was in several pieces. I glued them back together again. Some would think that it's the most appropriate ashtray. It's a very small skull, as though it might be a child's or even a baby's skull, which, if it was put in the garden as a joke, it's a joke in the worst possible taste. The extension of my intestine, I call Alien. I don't know whether you've seen the movie, where the alien sort of pops out of that guy's stomach.
Yeah.
Well, this is like the first six frames of it, you know, where it's sort of emerged before it's out completely. You've seen the bag, haven't you?
No, right? I haven't seen it. Okay. Do I want to see it?
Well, it's just the bag. It's not
okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Well, this is the opaque bag, but there's a clear bag where everything's... So, the bag is called Slarty Bartfast. Slarty Bartfast is a character in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which has been a book, a radio series, a TV series, and finally a movie, and probably a t-shirt. And now it's a bag. But the term Slarty Bartfast is a way of saying fart without actually saying it.
I remember you always used to chew cloves.
I still do. Because I once tried Indonesian cigarettes, clove cigarettes, and I liked the taste, but they were just too strong for me. Also, I really don't like the aftertaste of tobacco, but a clove is a more pleasant supplement.
I thought you said that the cigarette tasted like the most disgusting thing you've ever had.
The first few I had when I got home from the hospital, but then these are rather mild. They don't have much flavour and they just tasted ghastly. But anyway, I'm back on them again. I've got to get up to the hospital for post-operative review and they're going to be on my case again, but I can't help it. It helps you deal with stress.
What stress have you got? You're just at home watching Game of Thrones.
The stress of having to deal with this.
Yeah, but that's what caused that.
No, it wasn't.
Blow them everywhere, give your troubles wings.
Rosa Gollan was speaking with her dad, Graham. I'm Jesse Cox. This is Radio Tonic.